And let's move on. And Dr. Cole, next topic I'm going to get into here on Sports Medicine Weekly. I'm sure you're aware the fitness industry is not regulated, right?
Yeah, of course not. Yeah,
personal trainers, people who do Pilates, yoga. It's kind of the wild, wild west out there.
Well, I would say the areas where it's problematic are when people are sort of taking these classes that are not very well coordinated. They get out of their league, out of their comfort zone, and they do things that are just not being monitored closely enough by the instructors. So I can tell you that's where I see injuries come into my office on Mondays after a weekend of this. People start some of these new organized exercise programs and or have a trainer. And I think the certification process is super important, but you're right, not super regular. I will tell you that the clubs and so forth are getting more conscientious as the competition goes up. I think trainers are now seeking lots and lots of different certifications. But I think it's also there has to be upkeep of that, and there has to be some regulation to make sure that they maintain their status. So super confusing area, and anyone, unfortunately, can hang up a shingle and do these things.
Let's talk more about vetting your fitness professional. We bring on one of our professionals. Joanne Grazer is a studio owner, master trainer of Tensile Strength Studio in Barrington Yoga Loft, and she's also the president-to-be here of the PMA, Pilates Method Alliance, president of the board of directors. She'll be president in 2020. So, Joanne, thanks so much for joining us. Great topic, and we appreciate you being with us on Sports Medicine Weekly. So how can I tell if my fitness instructor has enough training to help me meet my goals and keep me injury-free?
So this becomes a real challenge. One of the ways you can do it is look for referrals from a physician. Might be a good place to start, or a friend who you know you think is getting a lot out of their program and seems to be staying safe and meeting their goals. Internet research is something that we all turn to, but as we all know, we have to be really careful about the things that we find out there and claims that are made by certain people and things. So it can be quite a challenging thing to undertake. There is an organization out there that is a terrific resource called the United States Registry of Exercise Professionals. It's kind of a mouthful. It's U.S. Reps. They have organizations that are members who have credentialed folks that work under those umbrellas. So in other words, there's organizations, I'm sure Dr. Cole's familiar with the American College of Sports Medicine, so they're part of the U.S. Reps.
Sure.
The National Pilates Certification Program, so that's in my area. American Council on Exercise. So there's about six member organizations that have their individuals who've been credentialed through those organizations listed as far as this database. That's a really great resource for the individual.
Okay, so this is well beyond just Pilates. This is other areas of expertise or specialty in this space, right?
This is absolutely this is other areas of expertise. What's interesting is there's no yoga organization as part of this because nobody in the yoga industry is offering a third-party credentialed exam. So, for example, Dr. Cole, you sat for your medical boards, obviously, to become a physician. Physical therapist has to sit for boards. Everybody who is credentialed has to sit for boards. There's nothing in the fitness industry in yoga for that. Mm-hmm. So none of the yoga people have a true certification in the true sense of the word.
Got it. So how has Pilates done it differently, and what where have they participated in this?
So the organization that I'm on the board with, the Pilates Method Alliance, is the largest membership organization in the world for Pilates. And they have two arms. They have an association, which is the membership side, and then they have the certification side. They're the ones that oversee this exam and all of the credentials that go along with it. So that's the resource that the public needs to know about in order to go to find somebody that's been properly trained in order to take on their challenges with their health and fitness goals.
Got it.
Joanne Grazer, again, our guest, she is the studio owner, master trainer of a Tensile Strength Studio in Barrington Yoga Loft. I'm saying that correctly, aren't I, Joanne?
Yes, you are.
Okay. And what is your suggestion? We're almost out of time here, but, give us a website, some things that people can think about to make sure they vet out their fitness professional the right way.
Absolutely. Well, the first place I would go is USREPS, that's REPS.org, USREPS.org. They have a listing. You can go by area you're in and what kind of person you're looking for, Pilates, personal training, you know, all those different types of fitness things that you're looking for. They give you a list of people. And then under those organizations, you have to look up, go to their website. So, for example, you'd go to the Pilates Method Alliance, which I would be listed under. And then you could find my contact information if you were interested in Pilates.
Neat. I love it. Great stuff. Hey, Joanne, I appreciate you sharing your expertise. And it's very interesting. The fitness industry is not regulated. So that's why you've got to vet it out and do it the right way, right?
That's right. But it's coming. Regulations, I think, you know, on the horizon, which
okay.
will be good for everybody.
Awesome. And Joanne, really quickly, your website for your studio?
Is TensileStrengthStudio.com. T like in Tom, TensileStrengthStudio.com.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Joanne Grazier, about to become president of the Pilates Method Alliance. Some things you might not be thinking about that we explore here on Sports Medicine Weekly. When we come back, it's our staple of the show, our Ask the Doctor segment. Stay with us. Steve Cashel, Dr. Brian Cole, Sports Medicine Weekly, only on
670 The Score.